This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are investigating. They say three people have been killed. Nine people were injured, including the deceased, in a school shooting today in Madison. Police say that shooting occurred at Abundant Life Christian School. A lobbyist aligned with former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is testifying about the joke-worthy job expectations of a clout-heavy subcontractor with AT&T. My colleague Dave McKinney reports lobbyist Tom Cullen is a government witness in the trial of Madigan. Cullen had AT&T as a client and testified AT&T funneled nearly $23,000 through him to pay an unemployed former lawmaker allied with Madigan. Prosecutors say those secret payments constituted a bribe because they came as the utility sought Madigan's support for legislation and the ex-lawmaker did no work. The Chicago Department of Public Health reports eight cases of Mpox in the last 3 months. CDPH official Alexander Sloboda says the low number of cases is a good sign, but ultimately he would like to see zero cases.
Still don't want anybody to have to get Mpox infection and have to go through that. So that's why we're still doing a lot of vaccination efforts, education, awareness raising efforts.
Chicago health officials say they're working with local organizations to encourage people to get vaccinated. Illinois Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is sounding an alarm over the incoming president's immigration plans. Durbin chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee and led a hearing on the potential consequences of President-elect Donald Trump's promise to deport millions of undocumented immigrants.
In his first term, President Trump deported dreamers who came to the U.S. as children. He deported veterans who had served our nation. He deported essential workers who care for our families, build our homes, and make sure we have food on the table in the morning.
Durbin says mass deportations would cost hundreds of billions of dollars, damage the economy, and separate American families. He and six other Senate Democrats are urging President Biden to take action on the issue before he leaves office. Chicago Bears try to snap a seven-game losing streak tonight against the Vikings in Minnesota. Bears interim coach Thomas Brown says playing in a difficult stadium like at Minnesota could be the trick to snap the Bears out of their rut.
But you talk about growing up being a competitor. If you truly want to compete, I think it's something special about going on the road, dealing with all the elements, the road environment, the crowd noise. But again, it makes it more difficult to communicate. So I'm not saying it's easier doing that. It's actually harder doing that. But I think just the competitive juices get flowing.
The Bears' already struggling offensive line will be shorthanded tonight. Left tackle Braxton Jones was a late addition to the injury report after being diagnosed yesterday with concussion. And Chicago's Department of Streets and Sanitation has announced the city's third annual You Name a Snowplow contest. Chicago residents can submit their most creative snowplow names to shovels.chicago.gov. You need to do that by January 4th. Previous plow champions include Sears Plower, Mies Vanderplow, and Skilling It. Weather, cloudy, breezy, mild today, no snow, high in the mid-50s, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s, partly sunny on Tuesday, reaching a high near 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.